or fruit. By the end of the first decade following the inauguration of the new Zionist movement in 1897, Zionism had made little progress towards putting its elaborate colonization apparatus to work and had scored even less success in its political efforts to obtain governmental permission and facilities for colonization in Palestine. Its hopes for de jure colonization shattered, Zionism shifted its strategy once more and turned to de facto colonization, hoping to gain thereby some political leverage which would serve it in good stead when the time came for renewal of its attempts to secure political recognition. 1907-1908, therefore, a new phase of Zionist colonization was inaugurated without prior quote-unquote legalization or sponsorship by a European power. It was more consciously nationalistic in impulse, more militantly segregationist in its attitude towards the Palestinian Arabs, and more concerned with strategic and political considerations in its selection of locations for new settlements. But, for all its enhanced dynamism and sharpened ideological consciousness, the second wave of Zionist colonization was not appreciably more successful than the first, as far as its magnitude was concerned. By the outbreak of the First World War, therefore, the Zionist colonization of Palestine had met with only modest success in over 30 years of action. In the first place, the Zionists were still an infinitesimal minority of about 1% of the Jews of the world. Their activities had aroused the fear and opposition of other Jews, who sought the solution of the quote-unquote Jewish problem in quote-unquote assimilation in Western Europe and the United States, not in quote-unquote self-segregation in Palestine. In the second place, Zionist colonization had proceeded very slowly. After 30 years of immigration to Palestine, Jews were still under 8% of the total population of the country, in possession of no more than 2.5% of the land. And in the third place, Zionism had failed to obtain political endorsement from the Ottoman authorities controlling Palestine, or from any European power. The war, however, created new circumstances which were destined to improve considerably the fortunes of Zionist colonization in Palestine. For the war set the stage for an alliance, concluded in 1917, between British imperialism and Zionist colonialism, which, during the following 30 years, opened the gates of Palestine to Zionist colonizers, facilitated the establishment of the Zionist settler community, and paved the way for the dispossession and expulsion of the Arab people of Palestine and the creation of the Zionist settler state in 1948. Whereas unilateral Zionist colonization failed in the 30 years preceding the First World War to make much headway, the alliance of Zionist colonialism and British imperialism succeeded during the 30 years following the First World War, and accomplishing the objectives of both parties.